to the Coco Chronicles. Woo! Yay! Our very first episode. Yes. How exciting. I'm Kamina. I go by Coco.
I'm Marista. I go by many names.
That shall not be mentioned.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm 24 years old, born and raised North Carolina, very small town. I could tell you the name, but you won't be able to find it, like, on the maps anywhere. I moved out for the first time when I was 18, went to do the college program at Disney, which is how I met...
me.
Yay.
The love of her life, her love, other half.
My soulmate, the peanut butter to my jelly. The hip and my hop.
You know I don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah, we've done quite a bit together. We met, like I said, we met in the college program, and then after that we just...
Moved around.
With each
other.
Literally.
For the past 5 years.
Lived in four different states.
Like, together.
It's crazy. Where do we go first? California first.
Yes.
We both got a job at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Again, second time working for Disney. Woo. Then we got bored of that. And then on a whim,
did the cruise
ship. We just decided to.
We went to Hawaii. Hawaii was the next stop.
Yeah, that was lit. And then after we did our contract, we split ways for only a little bit. And then now we are where we are today, which is in.
Oh, in Florida.
In Florida. Orlando. And we both work for Disney again, yes. Coincidentally, for the third time. So.
Well, it's like my fifth time working for Disney, but that's a different story.
That is like your.
I am Marista. I am 25. I am from Cleveland, Ohio. And I like moving around, and that's why I
can't stay still. We can't sit our asses down.
Yeah.
We'd be like, sit your asses down. We can't.
I mean, we're sitting them down now.
We're sitting them down now, but that's a different story.
Yeah. Not for long.
Not for long. So, yeah, our first podcast.
She's laughing at me because our roommate is filming us right now, and I'm making faces.
It's so weird. Like, it's sad that the faces we're going to make, you're not going to be able to see them quite yet. Because
quite yet.
Them glances, though.
Mm-hmm.
Them the side eyes.
All right.
All of it.
So the focus of this show is going to be a mix of a plethora of things.
A plethora.
You know, current events.
Hot topics. what else?
Educational things, because I can't keep the Hermione Granger out of me.
Talk about anything educational. Maybe music, maybe movie reviews.
And we plan on having, I guess you could say, like, local experts for different things, you know, books, competitions,
special
theater,
guests.
Film. Yeah, special guests to help spice things up and
filming on location.
Yes.
We are filming on location for fucking Black Panther, y'all.
Yes, when that time comes.
Dashikis,
afros,
headscarves,
I might have
power,
a basket on top of my head.
All the melanin.
Just everything.
A spear and
I actually handmade a pair of the Black Panther gloves that have the metal claws.
Just going all out for this movie. Cause so the blackness. Black excellence. Hashtag
black girl
is
magic.
Real black girl magic. Oh my god, I'm so excited for that.
Yes.
And then we wanna have a series where we talk about, like, cause we kinda low key really like murder mysteries and shit.
Oh, man,
so
yeah.
We're gonna try to
seen almost
every episode
of Snapped.
And 48, what is it? The first 48.
The first 48.
And 50-50, yes. All of that. So we're going to try to have, we're just going to have a lot. We're going to do a lot.
Try and keep the variety up.
Yeah,
and
we don't want to focus on one set thing. We're just going to talk about a lot that's going on. The bullshit and the fuckery that is.
This world.
Basically. So, how we got to where we are? Let's talk about our New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions.
We all decided as a household.
Because people still make those.
To resolve to be happier. Like, if we're doing something that doesn't make us happy.
Then we should just not do it.
Then we should stop doing it. Yeah. Because.
What's the point?
What's the point of
Life is living just your literally life too
if you're
short.
Not happy. Yeah.
I think that's kind of why we all have maybe been so miserable in the past. We've just been doing stuff and maybe being around people that aren't particularly making us happy.
Right.
So we're just gonna, you know, there's this video going around on Facebook where
he's dodging the he's anxiety like and the stress.
Yeah. He's just literally, it's like
to Beyonce.
This guy's dancing. He's like, really, and there's like depression, and he just kind of, you know, dodges that shit like
drops
the Matrix.
It like it's hot.
And then there's fake friends, and he dodges that
dab
shit too.
It.
Dabbing on everything. Dabbing in 2018, just dodging everything, dodging all the foolishness and the fuckery and the negative people, the negative vibes. Like, we're not trying to do that.
Right. So we're going to be happier. I know I personally have made a resolution to be healthier, to improve my cardio and my stamina and my strength. I'm already strong. I can already give people hugs so hard that my ribs
back.
Break. But I want to be more physically fit, I guess.
As she says, literally right before we came over to the studio to film, we stopped by Rally's and got French fries. She got chili cheese
I got
fries.
A
we both got fish sandwiches
with chili cheese fries and
a bottle of water.
Ooh, the bottle of water.
The bottle of water saved it.
Helps I took off one of the buns
take
from
off
the DC
some
double.
That's not gonna make it any better.
It did, actually.
She's trying to save some calories. But in the end, I'm sure
it
was still well over.
I haven't eaten all day, though.
You did eat. You ate a cookie.
I had a cookie.
Okay.
So.
You still ate something.
I also did T25. So.
She's on this, like, healthy kick for some reason. It'll end. It'll go away in maybe a month or two. She'll forget about it. And she'll be obsessed with something else. Because that's just how she is.
No. Not if I keep having my Shanti inspiration.
Your Shanti. How long has that nigga been alive? Like, he's been around. I swear he's been around when I was, like, a toddler.
Not a toddler.
There's no way he's not at least 50.
He's in
there's
his
no
late
40s. Way. That's almost 50.
But it's not.
He's been around for, I swear, he's
please
like.
Please do not offend Shanti.
He's drinking the fountain of youth or some shit. I know it's not just no exercise that's making him still look like he's in his late 20s.
He's magical.
He does. He looks really good. He's so a good looking guy. I'm pretty sure he's gay, though.
He is. But have you seen his butt?
He is. That ass is tight.
Back on topic.
Oh yeah, right.
But those are our New Year's resolutions. Be happier, at least for me. Be healthier.
Travel more.
Oh yeah.
I'm really trying to like get cultured in this bitch. Yes. Like I'm trying to step my ass on all the continents.
Have traveled some.
We have. We made the first step, which is getting the passport, which is very important.
And where did we go on this passport?
Where did we go? We went to a magical anime wonderland. We went to Japan. Oh
my
god.
It's so great.
So great. So fucking great. If any of y'all ever have the chance, please.
Travel.
Even
if it's
where.
Just outside of your state.
Right. It doesn't have to be out of the country yet. Take it slow, baby steps.
Just
please.
Do something.
Yeah.
Because it's
stop
so
being
worth
a basic
it.
Ass bitch.
That's why I can't figure out where I want to live is because
there's
thanks to
so
traveling, I've exposed myself to new cultures and new people.
Yeah.
Went to London.
Yeah, this bitch got to go to London.
Or a Harry Potter.
Low-key kind of upset.
Thing.
What, did you take pictures at 9 3/4?
9 3/4. Warwick Davis was there.
Warwick Davis. For those who don't know who Warwick Davis is, he's what, the elf?
For those who don't know.
Okay, she's giving me a look right now, and you can't see it.
For those who don't know who Warwick Davis is, he's not an elf.
Okay, my
he
bad.
He is a Hogwarts professor.
He's a Hogwarts.
And he also...
You should give me another look.
Hobbits are Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I get those two confused. I'm sorry.
You know what? Point is, I got to do a Harry Potter thing, and it was magical. And
yeah. So she's already been to Asia. She's been to Europe. I'm going to Europe next because I really want to try tea and crumpets.
She got the Mediterranean.
And fish and chips.
Fish and
chips.
The fish
pub.
And chips are good.
I bet they
I
are.
I want to get into the pub.
Oh my god, what the fuck were we talking about?
Resolution.
Oh yeah, to travel more. So yeah, definitely gonna try to do some fucking traveling. Gonna go on Groupon because that's where like some of the best deals are. Just in case you're wondering.
Right.
What else should we maybe try to do to improve ourselves? Because we have a lot of fucking flaws, don't we?
Well, yeah, they don't even know about that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. some things we can't keep to ourselves.
You will soon find out all of the issues that we have.
Oh yeah, and plenty of that to come.
Then you'll re-listen to this first episode and be like, oh, well, you're not lying.
I can see how you guys can maybe be evil. Yeah, I can see that.
Didn't say evil. I said issues.
Because I got issues.
Let's not sing because we're not, yeah. We're not good.
Let me stop.
Not trying to scare people away.
So, that's what our New Year's resolutions are.
Yeah.
And to save more money because...
Sorry, I'm sniffling into the microphone. I'm... have allergies.
She stays sick.
I do not.
Moving on. We some goals. What are some goals that we want to reach? I want to save at least a
Please
standard.
Stop yelling into the microphone.
Am I yelling?
A little bit.
I'm sorry. I speak loud. You know that.
Back it up.
Okay. Let me back it up. Is that better?
No, it's too quiet.
Oh my god! I just can't fucking win. I can't win. I can't do nothing.
I just like fucking weather. Keep going.
Now I forgot what I was gonna say.
Goals.
See? Hashtag goals.
This is
hashtag
why I'm here, to keep her on track.
New year, new me. Hashtag.
It's not even my show. I'm just here to keep her focused.
Money. Yeah, I guess you're right. That's why.
Goals.
You're my best. Okay. Goals, save money. Goals, travel more. I want to like start doing.
So your New Year's resolution?
Yes. That's a goal.
That's redundant.
Is it not? Oh my. You see how I. I just cannot win with you. God damn it, Marissa. What are some of your fucking goals, man, since you want to criticize every goddamn thing I'm saying?
Sorry, that's just who I am.
Whatever.
Stop slamming your phone. Goals for me would be to bake more, a goal that I'm already actively working on. I make a treat of the week every week.
Yes, make me
fat. This week, I made apple cider blondies, and we haven't tried them yet, but... I feel like as the weeks go on, it's getting better, and we're going to be roly-poly-olying up out of the apartment in order to get around.
Roll, how does that sound? Roly-poly-oly.
I do not remember. I remember,
noodle, do the noodle, noodle, do the noodle.
That's PB&J Otter for anyone who is an uneducated swine out there.
I'm sure most of the people watching are 90s babies, so hopefully they know.
And I'm sorry, you're not uneducated. I'm just blunt.
Horrible. Horrible person. Are those all your goals?
I'm a Slytherin, so that's why I'm
those,
a terrible
Those
person.
Your hashtag goals?
Yeah, I guess my goals are the same as my resolutions. I want to, like you said, travel more. And I... yeah, I want to do things that make me uncomfortable. That's a goal. Like, if something makes me, I'm nervous to do it, I want to do that thing so that I can overcome a fear that I don't really even need to be afraid of in the first place and improve upon myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are legit.
Yep.
Too legit to quit. So let's maybe talk about some I've been wanting to talk about this because it's been pissing me off. It's been bothering me. The Logan Paul shit.
Oh god.
I have to get that off my chest because for those of you who don't know me, I have a slight obsession with Japan and the culture and the traditions and the customs and everything. And the fact that this dumb motherfucker went over there acting a goddamn fool
intentionally. It'd be different if it was an accident.
No.
Didn't mean to.
He was just a
notice.
Douchebag on purpose. Okay. Maybe we should explain for maybe the people who don't know about it. Because if you don't know about it, you've been living under a fucking rock. But there's this guy named Logan Paul. He was a Viner. And then after Vine.
Did YouTube, didn't he?
No. Well, he's on YouTube now, but his claim to fame was Vine. Okay. So after Vine dried out, he went to YouTube. Found out he can make some good money off YouTube, I'm guessing, and he now has like over 15 million followers on YouTube. Like he's really up there.
I didn't know all that.
He has a large platform. It's mostly like 10, 11 year old boys and girls. But anyway, so this dumbass goes to Japan, and basically, he's in Japan just running amok. He's throwing Pokemon plushies at policemen. He's just being loud. He pulled his pants down in the middle of an intersection. Just pulled his pants right down. Yeah. Yes, bitch. He did that. Like, he was just acting a damn fool. for no reason other than, I guess, to quote unquote entertain those 10 and 11 year old boys that I said, you know, follow him. He's setting such a great example, isn't he?
Right.
Such a fine acting, young man.
Acting a fool,
doing stupid shit. Showing
that Americans don't have it together.
Thinking it's funny. And you know what's, it's not funny, but it's like Japanese people have such high regard for the white man. And so I'm like, I'm not happy that he did it, but I'm like low key, like, okay, so now you Japanese people see that not all white people are these people you should be fucking idolizing. Like, this guy is as white can be. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, all-American, goes over to Japan, fucks your shit up. So it's just, like, showing these Japanese people that, you know, white people are not these gods that you think they are. But anyway, so the biggest kicker was him going to, I can't remember how to pronounce the Japanese name, but it's called the Suicide Forest for a reason, because people that place is so famous for, people who just can't take it anymore, they go and they hang themselves in the forest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful nature spot, but right. That's not it's what tragic, it's known for. It's right. Yeah, it's an ominous mm-hmm. thing.
Isn't
like,
that the foot of Mount
Fuji? Oh, yeah, it's at the end of Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
So that's where everybody goes to, like, off themselves. But anyway, so he goes to this forest, and at first when someone told me about what he did, I thought it was a joke. So, of course, you know, for research purposes and because I'm nosy as hell, mm-hmm. I went to go look it up, which I shouldn't have because now I'm scarred.
Saw it?
Yeah. He filmed a dead man who had committed suicide in his noose still. He was hanging in the tree filmed this dead man's corpse. The blue hands, and he got up close and personal. No fucking chill.
Wow.
And, yeah. And was laughing and hee-heeing and kee-keeing and ha-haing and thought it was funny with his little stupid friends.
How do you think that's funny?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I understand his whole shtick is to be a dumbass, but it's like, as a human being, how could you see a hanging body?
How can you be that disrespectful? Laugh? Some things
are just not. Even if you have, even me, I have a fucking dark sense of humor,
but
I would never,
I still know how to respect a human
being.
Right.
Yeah.
Dead or alive.
So he filmed it. And then, of course, people saw it and he was getting mad heat. So he removed mm-hmm. it and then made this bullshit apology basically video. Being like, I'm sorry that you guys feel I was disrespectful and just not really taking
which
responsibility.
Which is not even an apology. It's no. I'm sorry you feel this way. Not I'm sorry for what I've did. Done.
Yeah. So now he's like incognito, but this is something, unfortunately, I think is just gonna blow over. Like, it's one of those things where people are like, oh, that's fucked up. And then we're gonna forget about it.
They'll forget.
And he's gonna go back to being a dumbass.
Living his life.
And making that money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, people think white privilege isn't a thing, but y'all sleep.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. Who can relate? Woo! Oh my God. Yeah, that was. Whew, I feel so much better now.
That you've gotten that off your chest.
Rant.
I didn't know she needed to get that off her chest.
Yeah, I wanted to rant because I just thought it was just so ignorant. And
yeah.
It was foolish. What are you in the current events?
Current
you have
events?
Anything that you want to rant on? Any topics?
Mm.
Any raves? Any rants or raves?
Rants or raves? Well, I'd love to go to a rave, but that's not what we're talking about right now. You know? Not really.
Not really?
I mean, I'll always be upset that Donald Trump's our president, but...
But that's just...
I think everyone's tired of hearing
that.
That's
a forever rave.
I don't need to...
Or rant. We're just going to rant about that for eternity.
I don't need
eternity.
To go into that.
You know?
I'm a very relaxed person. I'm very... I try not to stress out about things.
She's very nonchalant. She's very chill.
Yeah, and some people take that as I don't care or I'm standoffish or that I have walls up, which you're damn right I do.
Yeah, I mean.
But I just try not to let things affect me too personally.
Especially when it comes to...
To stuff I can't control.
Yeah. What's the point? What's literally the point?
Yeah, if I could, you know, handle it and... Take care of it myself, then right. I'd be like, girl, you know what so-and-so did? Oh, my God. We're having a little video inception. Melanie's videotaping me while I'm
We're taping her while she's taping me, and
it's
like Inception. Is that how it is? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Inception. Good old Leo.
Speaking of movies, we're going to go see a movie tonight. after we leave the studio.
I forgot
Insidious because I'm an idiot, and they both know that I hate scary movies.
She loves scary movies. She went and saw It.
I saw It. You know what?
She's seen the other Insidious movies. She loves them.
I low-key love them. I like being scared. I like being scared. I don't know why I like being scared, but there's something about the thrill. That's how I get my thrill, because I'm not really a thrill seeker. I don't like roller coasters and shit like that, but I just get my little mini thrills from watching these bullshit scary movies.
I when I was younger, I hated horror movies. I hated scary movies. And
as she got older.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but one day I was watching a scary movie and I was like, I love this. I love every second of this. Sorry for anyone who hates whispering, but ASMR. I've fallen in love with scary movies, and now I can't even get scared because I'm like, oh, did you see that? Oh, look at that. Oh, this is in reference to you.
Anytime I watch a scary movie, I always have to recap with Marissa because I'm
she
covers
her eyes.
I cover my eyes through 90% of the movie.
I'm going to stop doing that. I always say that.
Maybe I should make a New Year's resolution to actually watch a full scary movie without closing my eyes.
Because you pay for it, and you're paying literally to watch the back of your eyes. It's like you paid to go to sleep.
That's possible.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, you got me there.
Yeah.
You're right.
But yes, we're going to go see Insidious tonight, so maybe you can expect a review of that on...
She'll be mostly talking because I won't have much to say. I know I'm going to be closing my eyes. I already know.
Oh my God.
That's why I have my big ass coat with me. Keep me company. Hey, it's like a safety blanket, and it covers... Just got that. And it,
sorry.
Oh, I hate you. All right.
Commentary.
Moving on. So.
Is there anything coming up that you're excited for in the next month other than Black Panther?
My birthday.
Yay. She's turning 25.
I'm a Pixis. Yay for the Pixis. The water baby. Is that?
That's a water sign.
It's
yes. Water.
Yeah. It's weird because I don't particularly like water. That's why I be feeling like these.
Oh my God.
It
doesn't have to mean that you like water. I'm a water sign and I drink 2 cups of water a day.
What does it mean?
It's more to do with your personality traits and characteristics, both positive and negative, generally. And
what does that have to do with water?
That is to do with the zodiac sign. Like literally the stars in the sky that is Pisces that are your sign. It's a water sign. Like there's 4 signs, there's like 3 months in each rotation, and Pisces falls under a water sign. It's just that.
And what are you again?
I'm a Scorpio. I'm also a water sign.
She's poisonous. That fits you perfectly.
Yes. The smaller
wow,
the Scorpio.
Wow, didn't even deny it. Didn't even,
you know,
try to hide it.
That was another one of my resolutions, is to be more honest. And
yes. You think you're passive aggressive or just aggressive?
Depends on who you ask. I think at work or in situations like that, I am a little passive aggressive because I don't want to get fired.
Yes. Indeed.
I don't think I'm aggressive. I think I'm heavy handed. You know, literally. How sometimes I'll go pat you on the back and you'd be like, ow.
Yeah.
Some people might see that as aggressive. I'm just heavy handed. I just don't know my strength sometimes. And I just want to show, I get so enthusiastic. I can't tell you how many times the first time Nikki, if you're listening to this one's for you. The first time that I rode Splash Mountain, it was during the college program.
Oh God.
You were there?
Yes.
Yes. And I was sitting with my friend Nikki Kish. She's a beautiful, wonderful person.
Love you, Nikki.
My favorite mythical creature. And, you know, I told her, I'm going to get nervous towards the end of this ride because the drop. Can I hold your hand? Can I, you know, can I just give a little squeeze when I get nervous? I'm pretty sure I squeezed the fuck out of her hand.
And she still talked to
me. And she's still my friend.
Nikki, you're the real MVP.
She really is.
No, shouts out to my boy Christian, man. He's the one that held me ever so tightly and gently. We both rode.
I think he was the real convincing factor.
He was.
For us
I remember him telling me specifically,
so.
Kamina, if you do not face your fear and ride this roller coaster, I will not respect you.
Right.
And I was just like, you know what?
I can't lose respect.
I can't lose that respect, man.
I refuse.
I'm just hard like that. So we all decided as a group to ride it. And we have, if any of you have me on Facebook, you can look up the picture because it's there.
It's buried.
But it's there, though.
She looks terrified. I look like I'm asleep.
Yeah. Marista's eyes are closed, looking dead.
I went to my happy place.
Hashtag dead, not woke. And
stay asleep.
My head was pulled all the way back. That's how loud I was screaming.
Oh,
yep.
Man. This is. Yes. Yes. She looked quite terrified.
I was terrified.
We had equal and opposite reactions in that photo.
In that same photo. And then bitches wanted me to ride the fucking, what is it? With the Yeti. What is it called?
Matterhorn. Oh, I'm thinking of Disneyland. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, God. No, you can't ever do Everest.
I would never be able to handle.
Ever.
And that's why anytime we go on any type of, any roller coaster, I'm like, okay, does it have a drop? Does it have a dip, slip, hop? Anything. Does it go upside down? Does it go in circles? Like,
does it dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop it? Because I don't want to ride it.
Right. If the shit is not one constant movement on the ground, I don't want to ride it.
I don't want it.
I can barely do the Pirates of the Caribbean. I can barely do the Barnstormer. I can barely fucking do Big Thunder.
Oh my God, Big Thunder. That is one that I do like. Even though it's not like a real
movie. I just can't. It doesn't go down. It's the speed and the intensity that really scares me. Which upsets me.
I don't like, I would like to ride roller coasters, but falling. I don't like the drops.
No.
Things like that.
Speaking of which, fuck Tower of Terror. Mm. That place is the devil. Is the devil.
You know what's the devil?
Never again.
What? Remember that tarot card reading?
Oh my God.
You know what's the devil.
She does tarot card readings in her spare time.
Yeah, so. I do.
Very special person.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. But I'm actually giving a reading tonight.
A reading?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I'm giving a reading to the Prodigy.
Oh my God. Of course.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I love tarot card readings.
She
I'm
does.
Sorry. They're
she
so insightful.
She gets into it.
I really do. And she laughs at me every time. But she, every time I do it for her, I've only done it for her twice, but every time I do it for her, she gets something out of it. So I'm like, stop laughing at me. And
seeing is believing.
It's educational.
And it's fun. And some of it, low-key, has been true.
I wish you'd written down your first one, because I guarantee you.
No,
because
I remember some of the stuff that you... Anyway, we're...
Back
we're,
on...
Right, we're... See, this...
Topic.
This,
what was the topic?
What was the topic? The topic was... what was the topic? I don't even... Rambling so much, we don't even remember.
I know. I'm sad.
Talking about current events.
Yes.
And Logan Paul and suicide, mm-hmm. and somehow got lost in the mix.
Yeah, things. That happens.
Oh, I was asking you, like, what kind of, like, events or topics or anything that you had to rant about.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, I'm a chill, nonchalant person.
Yeah, I am. Sorry. I promise I'm more exciting, just not all of the time.
Maybe a good 5% of the time.
I bring down the energy, but not in a bad way. In like, okay, you guys are getting out of control. It's...
Marissa's the mom of our friendship. She is. She takes care of me as a child. I always say, what would I do without...
Oh, you know, she's right. Because when we were doing... Remember, we were going to go do the cruise. I'm not going to get in depth with everything, but...
That's for another
We were flying out to Maryland from California, because that's where they have their training. And... We got off of our first flight, and our second flight left early, and we missed the plane. She was like, Marista, going back home.
Yep.
I'm going to call my mom.
We were done.
I'm going back home. This is the end of the road. And
over it.
I took care of it. So I guess I can see why she says I'm the mom, because I was like, no.
Because if it was two Kaminas in that situation, if we both had... She's doing a little.
Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh.
We would have been fucked.
Yes,
would have been no cruise ship.
There would have been no cruise ship. There would have been no Japan. There would have been no London.
No, nothing. Like, it's crazy how one thing
changes everything.
Literally, if I had never done the college program.
Oh my God! If I'd never done the college program, I'd still be in Ohio working at a Barnes and Noble.
As a barista.
Single as a newborn baby.
Single as a newborn. That's a new one. I haven't heard that. But yeah.
It's because I just
She right. Up. Right. So good on the spot. Yeah. I would have been back in Kernersville not doing shit either. So.
Yeah.
It's, that's, I guess, another thing we want. You know, want to mention is like do something.
Yeah,
like, get out of your comfort zone because you never know what
could
happen.
Take that risk.
Take because, it, please.
You never know where it could lead. It could lead to some
amazing
things.
We've had some really fun. Amazing
We've been extremely
experiences.
Fortunate.
We have. There are some We're days where I'm like, lucky. Damn. You know, I see my friends and they're all married with like 5 kids, and I'm just like, Kamina,
that's great for
you?
Them. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, and like I'm happy for them,
about
but I'm like,
what
wait
you're
a
doing,
minute.
And you realize you've been doing things, just different things.
Just different things in different ways. So,
yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great. Don't ever take anything for granted, folks.
And you don't want to look up one day and be like, oh, my friends are doing all this, and think, what have you been doing? And you actually haven't been doing
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, like mine's a different story. I've been all over, literally all over the world, but it's like, if you're at home living with your parents, no, you know, I ain't trying to judge, but it's
and
like,
if
okay.
anyone who doesn't know us is hearing us speak and they're like, oh, they must be like trust fund kids or their parents must have had money, like
no,
they can
no,
do
no,
all
no.
of these things. No,
no,
I made my own money,
literally,
and I did it myself,
my all by ourselves.
Save your excuses.
Like, people will be like, oh, I want to do what you're doing, and it's like, you
do
can
it.
Do what I'm doing. I'm
I
not
literally just decided to do it one day. I didn't
a trust fund baby. I've literally saved my own money.
Right.
Did my own research.
Right.
In my own time. And, but I also think it's partly because of you, because I feel like if I hadn't had Marista, I would not have done those things. No, seriously. I wouldn't have. Stop. I wouldn't have done those things. I would have been too scared. It is
yeah.
always easier to have
it's when you have someone,
someone
to do it with. So if you have a friend who's also really adventurous, or they are considering trying new things, like you want to try something and they'd be on board, or they want to try something that you've never thought of trying and you'd be on board, do it with that person. It makes it so much
it
easier.
It makes it easier. It really
It keeps
does.
You motivated. They usually think of things that you don't to so that your situation is completely covered. I will admit I am the one that does that. But,
yeah.
you know, she thinks of the fun things. I think of the practical
logic.
Things.
She's the logic.
Yeah.
It's like a well-balanced breakfast. We just really balance.
I'm the cereal. She's the orange juice.
Right.
I'm the cornflakes. She's like
of
the
all cereals, cornflakes,
the
really?
Bitchin' fruit parfait. I'm saying that I'm kind of boring sometimes, but I'm necessary.
It's like that plain crepe, you know, that
grape nuts.
Grape nuts. What the?
You don't had grape nuts before?
I've never heard.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is really random, but this made me think of grapples. My friend Christian, if you're watching this, I don't know why this made me think of you, but there was this time where he was like, have you ever had an apple that tastes like a grape? And I was like, that's not a thing.
That's not a real
like,
thing.
I really thought he was fucking with me. And then, like, long story short, somehow he got a hold of a picture that was a literal grapple. It was like a grape apple.
Which, it is a real thing. It's a crossbreed.
And I was like, what the fuck? Mind blown.
It's crossbreed.
I was like, you know what? You're awesome. Just for doing that research to prove me wrong.
Right.
Because what? Seeing is believing.
Sorry.
Grapples.
No.
Grapples. And banapples. Grapples and banapples.
Man. Oh, kind of makes me miss the days at Pinocchio's, but not really.
Right. I low-key really do miss working at Pinocchio's.
Yeah. The college program was
the best experience could have ever asked for.
Yeah.
We should definitely do a whole, because that literally is a whole nother episode.
That's a two-parter.
That's definitely a two-parter.
That's like an after-school special.
That is, yes, because, yes. Oh, my God. There's some
of course,
stories for you.
We'll only say the most Disney-friendly things.
Right,
to Disney.
Because we do still work for Disney, so, but once we're done with Disney, ooh, girl.
Let the arrows fly.
Some triple X Disney stuff.
Stop. I would say rated R. I don't know what your college program experience was. I don't think I got quite to triple X.
You didn't get to triple X.
I got rated R.
I'm kidding. I keyed.
She said to cover her ass.
Speaking of which, we're both really obsessed with Disney. We were just watching The Lion King.
Yes. Okay, so like for the past 3 nights, we watched The Lion King yesterday. The day before that, I watched Ratatouille. And the day before that, I watched Up.
It's just we've been on Disney binges.
How could you not?
Disney.
But that just means I need to throw Harry Potter back in the cycle. It's been too long. It's been weeks. It's been like a month at least.
If it's I had like a month and dollar a half. For every time you've seen a freaking Harry Potter movie,
you'd have hundreds of dollars.
I'd have millions, bitch. Don't stop. Even. Like, I've never in my life. She is just so obsessed. Even though I'm not going to lie, for Christmas, my girl Melanie, shout out to Melanie. She got me my very first Harry Potter wand, and I already forgot what the name was, but Luna I don't Lovegood. Care. Luna Lovegood. Is that the crazy white girl
with the
that's
hair.
Like all ditzy and airy?
I suspect Noggles are responsible.
Anyways, I love it.
Oh my God,
it's
but
awesome.
She's brilliant.
She is.
She's so brilliant.
Me.
Except you're a Slytherin. You're definitely not a Ravenclaw. You're too evil.
Oh, is she a Ravenclaw?
She's a Ravenclaw.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm more of a Draco?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
sure.
Man.
You need to take the official.
That's all right. He cute.
Quiz.
I do. I think, what is the official quiz?
Go on Pottermore.
Pottermore, of course. Yeah, of course.
Free product placement, J.K. Rowling.
Sponsor us, please. Please sponsor us.
Go on Pottermore.com and get sorted into your Hogwarts
Pottermore.com.
House.
Pottermore.com.
You think you're a Gryffindor? You're a Hufflepuff.
Prove you wrong.
I thought I was a Hufflepuff. I'm a Slytherin. So
you thought.
I did.
You did.
I did.
Wait, what are the Hufflepuffs like characteristics?
See, I hate when people ask me
what?
That.
Because, oh my God.
Because so many people make jokes about Hufflepuffs the other house. Like, I'll take all the rest. You know, you're not brave. You're not cunning. You're not smart. But God damn it, you're a wizard.
You're a wizard. That's all that matters.
But that's not what Hufflepuff is. That's what a lot of people joke. Hufflepuff are loyal, like fiercely loyal, like a honey badger. Like, oh, so cute.
Honey
until you
badger.
Mess with them and they literally eat your face. Hmm. They're really hardworking.
That sounds about right.
People. Dedicated. Just Hufflepuffs are golden. Yeah, Melanie's a Hufflepuff. Hufflepuffs are golden. I'm sorry, parents.
She's yeah.
I swear a lot.
Now that I'm a
but yeah,
like, really
like,
looking
just,
at it, I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I
describes. Look at her.
And while those things are true about me, my Slytherin characteristics, I must admit, sometimes tend to
evil,
be
evil,
more prominent
more
than my Hufflepuff characteristics. I'm not evil.
Sina.
She said to convince herself.
Right.
Because everyone else knows the truth.
We know the truth.
I'm
you
not
may
evil.
Be able to fool everybody else, but
everyone I ask says I'm nice.
That's because they don't know the they don't know the real deal.
You're gonna say that. Everyone, I'm nice. I'm so sweet.
What does cunning mean?
Clever.
That's
like they'll do what. No, I guess Ravenclaw is more clever. They do what needs to be done to get what they want. They're savvy. They use whatever means necessary. I can look up the dictionary definition of cunning if you want.
No, I trust your. Hermione, I trust that you know what you're talking about. And now that I think about it, that definitely describes. She's smiling right now. God damn it, I wish you guys could see the expressions. I wish you could see
Sorry.
The expressions. Oh my God.
Yes. So I realize I do fit into that niche.
You do.
But they enable me. They, for the holiday season, got me. Melanie got me a Slytherin hoodie. Oh my God.
Fits her so perfectly.
And Kamina got me this awesome Marauder's Map Harry Potter scarf. And I'm like,
I solemnly swear.
You complain about how much I watch and mention Harry Potter, yet.
We're enabling her.
They enable me.
We're enablers. We all enable one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this friendship is awesome. Oh, yeah. She makes me the sweets to fuel my.
Rage.
Fat assness. I fuel her Harry Potter obsession.
Yeah, that's fair.
And with Melanie.
The anime.
Forever the anime. I got her a Naruto clock. So I definitely enable that as well.
I got her a fairy tale poster.
Right. Guilty as
so.
Charged.
You know, it's because we love each other.
Right. Enablers really love.
Give it to me. I'm worth
the
it.
The people they enable. Give it to me. I'm worth it. Yeah, I'm worth it.
No one needs to see my bad dancing, so I'm kind of glad we're not being taped.
Right, just for now.
But that means you did your face for nothing.
Right, I know. I did my hair, I put on makeup.
Could have looked like that guy out of the...
Could have looked like a gremlin.
Out of Insidious.
Y'all wouldn't have known.
The crush.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. I would have shown up looking like that.
I'm really excited to see this
movie. I
already
have the black dress.
What are some movies we're excited to see? We're excited to see this movie called
The Quiet Place, right? The Quiet Place, yes. That's exactly
For those of you who don't know, The Quiet Place is a movie about a family who is deaf.
I don't think the family's deaf.
You don't think the whole family's deaf?
The whole family's not deaf. Only one of them was wearing a hearing aid. Because I'm observant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's the observant friend. I forgot.
If you watch the trailer, like the main trailer of the show, you can see, I think it's the little girl has a hearing aid in. So I think she's the one that is deaf. And I think the reason that they live in silence is because that whatever is haunting them is somehow attracted to whatever noise they might make, you know, that sort of thing. So we're excited to see that. We're going to go see,
of course, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Of course. Even if the movie is shit, I'm still going to
love
support
it.
Because black excellence. And then we're going to go see Infinity War just because Melanie's obsessed.
I really want to see
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to see it.
I think that's what it's called. It's another scary movie called Winchester. It comes out February 2nd. Which is a holiday for me, so I'm excited about that.
What holiday is that?
It's Imbalm. You know I'm Wiccan.
Okay. Anyway, what else are we excited to see? What else is coming out this year? There's some good stuff. Yeah. Oh, The Maze Runner. I really want to see The Maze Runner. I'm not a big, huge action type of person, but I've seen the first two. They're really good. So I'm excited to see
the only third reason installment. I could give less than two stinky shits about The Maze Runner. It's because I read the books, and
Ms. Hermione Granger, of course.
The books were very hard to get through. I like the concept. I like what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But however, the execution was it didn't poor. Appeal to me. Well, yes, it was.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Marista.
I'm sure the movies are nothing like the books because that's just inherently how it is.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe I would like the movies, but
movies are really good. Oh my God, just came to me. What is it? Ready Player One.
Ooh.
I want to see that. Oh, it looks so good. It looks so good. Once again, not a huge action-packed type of person, but
you know, at first I didn't want to see it until I saw a trailer finally that actually explained what it was about and the concept.
It's like appealing. And hopefully that becomes a thing in the future, the whole, because it's already becoming a thing slowly. What? I'm talking about the virtual reality type.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Well, there's more VR in real life, so there's gonna be more VR on the screen.
I'm talking about like I can go into this VR and escape my reality and become like my own fucking avatar.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
Yeah.
Like I want it to be a thing. I just really want it to be a thing. But okay. But yeah, excited to see that.
Yes.
And then there's a movie with The Rock coming out where he's like a, what is this? Like, it's based off a video game. Remember, and you said you used to play the video game when you were
Street Fighter.
Yeah. No. Wait, is it Street Fighter?
I don't know. You told me. You're the one who knows.
You said it was about a big ass crocodile and a big ass wolf.
Ah.
No, a big ass wolf
and
a big ass.
It was a wolf. It was a gorilla.
Rampage!
Thank you.
Yes!
Rampage.
I want to see that.
I loved that game.
I want to see that. This is random, but Jumanji was really good.
It was. I mean, it's not random. We were talking about The Rock, and I did say Jumanji. I'm like, that movie already came out.
Funnier than we thought. We really should do movie reviews. That should, at least for maybe like 15 minutes, just talk about.
Yeah. Or write something up on the. That's another thing we should talk about is the Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Time to do some social media product placement, I guess.
Go like our page, The Coco Chronicles on Facebook. Mm-hmm. The Coco Chronicles, is it podcast or just? I think it's just The Coco Chronicles.
On Facebook, it's just The Coco Chronicles.
And then on Instagram, it's The Coco Chronicles Podcast.
Episodes are Instagram, it's just Coco Chronicles.
Oh,
Chronicles podcast at gmail.com is our email.
That's
where the confusion is.
That's where I'm getting that. And then you can go see our episodes. It's going to be on The Culture Radio.
Yes.
Hashtag The Culture Radio.
Yes.
I have such a good radio voice. I love it.
You sure.
And we're going to be
airing.
Putting up our episodes every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern
Standard.
Standard. Time. What are the other standard times?
There's Central Pacific. There's.
I don't know if she would know that. All right. Anyway. Continue. we have a website of ours coming up. It's under construction. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be lit. And then we are doing something exciting tomorrow. We're going to be doing a photo shoot.
Yes.
We're going to be looking so cute in our photo shoot.
You can look out on Instagram for that.
Yeah, we're going to be posting some of our pics.
And
stay tuned.
I forgot to mention, I say I because we're the same person.
Yeah, true.
That we will have a re-airing, a recap episode on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Eastern if you're not, Standard. Not you know, Central. There for the second it comes on Friday, you
That's can cool.
listen it to on Saturday.
You can
too.
Watch us again.
Yep,
we gonna be everywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty so excited. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But so long, farewell. To you,
no,
my
we
friend.
No, remember, we're not doing the singing because we're not good
But that
at it.
Sounded good, though. Until we meet again. It's so hard to say.
Let's not get
how
sued.
Is he beats on the... He's like beating so on the
like
drum
the,
of their
oh,
singing.
Man, it's so cute, yeah.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, again, you've been living under a box.
Out of the box.
Out of the box. Out of the box.
So we don't get sued.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But in closing, it's been a good time. Once again, going to be airing every Friday on the Culture Radio
at 8 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. And re-airing every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Once we
again,
didn't plan that.
No, we didn't.
That actually
it's
went
just,
really well.
It's just great. But anyway, I'm Coco signing off.
And I'm Marista signing off.
And you'll hear us every Friday.
Yeah, hear you next week.
Bye.
Bye.